Heard the call to build your small business? Make it happen with a .net domain name, the place for dreamers for 30 years and counting. Visit keepdreamingup.net for tips and advice, whether you're just getting started or looking to grow. That's keepdreamingup.net.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Locked On Eagles. I'm Teron Davenport here with another edition. Fighting allergies this morning, but we are still going to bring you this show. Yes, I said fighting allergies in September. A little strange, but hey, it is what it is. So what we're going to do is just talk a little bit about Carson Wentz. We're going to talk a little bit about just what the Bears are saying about Wentz and just talk about how we could see this running game evolve in this next game. This show is brought to you by SeatGeek. Download the mobile app for the easiest way to buy tickets, and the promo code LOEAGLES gets you a $20 rebate on your first purchase. So here it is, folks. This is the week after a very outstanding debut by Carson Wentz. And what can we expect in this next game? I think you're going to need to see the running game. I mean, this is going to be his first game on the road. And when you're on the road, hostile environment, Soldier Field, you want to get that running game established. And that's what they're going to look to do early. Expect to see Ryan Matthews with a whole lot of carries in the beginning of the game. And, you know, one of the things I think they're going to need to do is get Kenjon Barner involved as well. One of the best ways to silence a road crowd is to have big plays. So you could get those big plays by giving the ball to Kenjon Barner on those stretch runs, that getting him outside, letting him use his speed to turn that corner and get upfield. And I like the way the Eagles have set those runs up. You have a lot of times where you see they pull Brandon Brooks and then they block down on the defensive end to wash him out. And Brooks comes around and he'll clear out the way for Barner. It's something you saw in a 19-yard gain. It was a nice block on Joe Hayden, just kind of blew him back. And Barner was able to get the first down and more. Like I said, it was a 19-yard gain. But then when you mix that with banging in between the tackles with Ryan Matthews, who ran with authority last Sunday, and you want to see him continue to do that on Monday Night Football, they could do that against this Bears team. They're really going to need to push the football, run it, run it, run it, establish the run, and then as we talked about, they're going to need to play action and get that ball to their receivers on the crossing route, to their tight ends, you know, whether it be Zach Ertz, who we talked about yesterday, or Trey Burton, who could step in and fill the role for Zach Ertz. So we'll see how that comes along. I want to bring you just a quick, some statements from Jarrell Freeman, the Bears linebacker. He had a few things to say about Carson Wentz. And of course, these guys are going to talk about him after his outstanding performance. So let's take a look at what Freeman had to say.
I mean, I had a prime example there in Indianapolis. So he was NFL ready as soon as he stepped on the field. But it's with all the camps and all this, the QB stuff that they got, gurus going on. I mean, they have him ready coming in. Yeah. It's just the I guess that moment that they're not used to. Just get him experience is the best thing for him. Yeah, get to go play at home. You know, you want to.
So that was Jarrell Freeman just talking about Carson Wentz. Of course, he was there in Indianapolis when Andrew Luck broke in, so he has a unique perspective as far as how a guy can start off hot. Now, I will say that Andrew Luck did struggle as a rookie, and expect that from Carson Wentz. You're going to see struggles. Last week's game is not going to be what you see every week. There's going to be some tough times, and you guys know that. I mean, Eagles fans, you guys are smart. They're very intelligent. You understand how this thing works. So you got to just ride the wave. It's going to be up and down, and right now it's on an upswing, but a really good way to keep it on that upswing for a longer period of time is work the football. And in order to do that, you know, it goes back to what we're saying about running the football. That's what you have to do. And then you also have Darren Sproles in that backfield that could do some things for you. Give him some opportunities to, you know, on tosses and get him the ball in space and let him create. And that's one way that you could definitely see the Eagles set things up for Monday Night Football in Chicago. That's going to be a really good game. Of course, it's going to depend on the defense as well. I mean, the defense is going to have to keep that offense at bay. The Bears do like to chuck that thing up in the air. So the defense needs to make sure that Carson Wentz and the offense isn't stuck as far as playing catch up, you know, because when you're playing catch up, sometimes you abandon the run, and I can't stress enough how important it will be for this team to run the football. It's going to be key. So let's go ahead and get into another comment, but this time it's by the head coach. John Fox, he has some things to say about Wentz as well. Check it out.
He did outstanding. You know, I think he showed good composure. You know, I think he can make all the throws. They're very similar, Doug's offense, to what Kansas City's run historically. A little bit of West Coast, also a little bit of zone read. You know, something that Kansas City with Andy had dabbled in, you know, while Doug was there. And so they've got a good attack.
So that was John Fox talking a little shop about what he expects to see. And do note those similarities that he mentioned between Peterson's offense in Philadelphia and what he saw with the Chiefs in the past. So, you know, that's something you have to know. And I tell you what's interesting, a lot of people aren't looking at, is John Fox. Remember, he was a coach for the Denver Broncos, and they're in the same division as none other than the Kansas City Chiefs. So he's seen this offense. And that's another thing that makes this game even more interesting, because you have a familiarity. Now, of course, Wentz and Alex Smith are different quarterbacks, but similar at the same time, I think. But the difference between the two is Wentz will take those deep shots along the sidelines down the field. And that's something that you didn't see from Alex Smith. But nevertheless, as far as the core principle of the offense, working the ball in the running game, using play action, and utilizing the tight ends, that's something that the Chiefs have done for quite some time under Doug Peterson. And in essence, John Fox is familiar with that, having played, or not played, but having coached the Broncos. So that's something to keep in mind. Now, I'm just looking at the stats here, and I'm just trying to bring up what the Chiefs were able to do rushing the football last year. Yeah, they averaged 127 yards rushing, which was sixth in the NFL. So that's something to keep in mind. It's very clear that the running game is a key part of that offense. And it that's how it was in Kansas City, and that's how it will be here in Philadelphia. And just looking up 2014, let's see what that looks like. So we just get kind of a perspective on where this. Yeah. So they were 10th in the NFL in rushing the football in 14, still rushing over 100 yards per game. It was 119. So it's very clear that running the football will be a point of emphasis for sure. It will continue to be a point of emphasis. You saw last week you had the balance on offense. So if there's any fans in Chicago, any Eagles fans, I know you guys are going to want to go to the game. And I'm not sure if you have your tickets yet or not, but if you don't, let's go ahead and download that SeatGeek app. It's mobile friendly. It's an easy experience. The ticket is actually delivered in the app. So you just walk to the gate with the barcode from the SeatGeek app, have it scanned, and boom, you're in the stadium. You could also rate the score. Like, you could score your deal, rate it, how good of a deal it is. There's a rating on every ticket from 1 to 100, and that's going to tell you what kind of bang for buck that you get for your tickets. There's an offer as well, a $20 rebate on tickets, and you just use the promo code LOEAGLES. That's for your first purchase. You purchase the ticket. You don't see the rebate initially. It comes to you in the mail, and you'll get an email after the purchase. You could also sign up for price alerts, and that gives you let you know, you know, as the tickets get to closer to a price that you want, they drop, and it tells you when to strike. So definitely be sure to download the SeatGeek app. I've used it to go to the Drake concert a couple weeks ago. It worked for me, and I'm sure it'll work for you. So definitely make sure that you take part in that, because you want to get the best deal possible on your tickets. And if you're not going to the Bears game, if you're not in the Chicago area, I know there's plenty of you in the Philadelphia area. So here you are, you got the Steelers in 2 weeks. So that's definitely an opportunity for you to go ahead and get some tickets to the game and see your Philadelphia Eagles in person at Lincoln Financial Field. Just getting back to the way this offense can really continue their good ways, their good play. Like we said, running the football is going to be so important. And then that play action, that's something that you'll want to see. That play action will allow you to get the ball downfield. They have very aggressive corners, and Kyle Fuller especially, Tracy Porter also, they like to press, Fuller especially. And if you could kind of lull him to sleep, you know, with the running game and the screen game and give him a pump fake and go up top on him, it's going to open things up for guys like Nelson Aguilar. I think Green Beckham has to be a big-time factor in this game also. They're going to have to get him the football. So we'll see what happens. That's the show. Just once again, just a quick conversation for you guys. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Locked On Eagles, also on Audio Boom. The Locked On Sports Network is full of podcasts on all of your teams. So if you're not just an Eagles fan, you like other teams, make sure you follow us on the Locked On Sports Network. You could get Locked On NFL as well, just an overall NFL show, and fantasy football, it's here. So make sure you follow Locked On Fantasy in addition to the many shows that we have across the network. I'm Teron Davenport, your host. Be sure to follow me at TDavenport_NFL, as well as the EaglesWire.USAToday.com.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.